It's Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS. Ask any woman of a certain age who was her favorite, and you will get one of four names: Mickey, Peter, Michael, or Davy.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we're monkeying around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
The Monkees were originally an NBC TV show about an imaginary band that wanted to be like the Beatles, but just couldn't find the success. That premise did not last long. The Monkees became a huge success with scores of fans. One of the biggest, right here. Meet Mona Meacham.
I've been from coast to coast, east to west, north to south. We've seen them in Minnesota, in California, in Texas, in Virginia, and every point in between. I think totally now we've probably seen them as a group 10 times, and then as individuals, I've seen Davy twice and Peter probably 12 times.
It has been 50 years since the group was formed. One member, Davy Jones, died last year, but the other three will be in Tulsa this weekend at the Brady Theater. Meacham already has her seats.
Eighth row. Unless when the box office opens, I can trade closer.
Now, early in the TV series, the Monkees were primarily actors, with others providing most of the music. That would change over time, and they started performing themselves. For Meacham, it is a link to a more innocent time of youth.
Well, at first it was just, when it first started, with the first reunion, I don't know, it was just bringing back, you know, childhood past, and it was fun. But then it just got to be where it seemed like every show I saw, they put so much into it, and it was so much of a family that I just kept going, and they never let me down.
She's met the band members and even shared a meal with the late Davy Jones at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. In her home, she has much Monkey memorabilia.
I have the Monkey Mobile. I have a copy of Davy's tambourine, copy of Mike's hat, lots and lots and lots of framed pictures, a guitar, just about everything you could think of, buttons.
She does shy away from being called their greatest fan.
Well, I used to think so until I went to a convention in Davy's memory in February or March of this year. And there were people there from Japan and Australia. So I guess I'm not as dedicated as some of those fans.
The absence of Davy Jones makes the concerts a little different now. But for the first time, Michael Nesmith is back performing with the others.
They didn't try to replace Davy. They just still include him in different ways. And so it's a good thing. And it's really nice to see Mike again after all these years. You forget how much you loved his part of the music until you hear it again.
Does she feel silly being a grandma-aged groupie? No, not at all. She says her kids love the music, and when she does become a grandmother,
hopefully my grandkids will enjoy it as much as I do.
7:39 now. Traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.